A towering stump of basalt, second only to the Rock of Gibraltar. Beacon Rock rises 848 feet from the Washington shore of the Columbia River, about 40 miles east of my home on the Oregon side, up a dead-end street in a woodsy, hilltop neighborhood in Portland. The river feels like my second home, carrying years of memories and the promise of more good times spent on the water, first with my kids when they were kids, and now with my grandchildren. Those days are numbered now, though the timeline is imprecise. Ordinarily, this would be maddening for me as a former research scientist and neurologist for whom precision is second nature. But I'm officially retired now, leaving me free to pursue any research I wish. And the whole point of my current project is to exploit this imprecise timeline confronting me and discover how to tweak it in my favor, turn the uncertainty of it to my advantage. I have early stage Alzheimer's disease, the beginnings of neurodegenerative processes that will progress over time and someday kill me if something else doesn't get me first. My interest now lies in navigating the progression of this disease in its early stages to find ways to slow it down. I want to buy myself more time on this end of the Alzheimer's continuum. Time with my family and friends. Time to study, read, and write for professional purposes as well as pleasure. Time to enjoy walks in the woods and time on the river. We hope you have enjoyed this extract from A Tattoo on My Brain, A Neurologist's Personal Battle Against Alzheimer's Disease, by Daniel Gibbs with Teresa H. Barker.